The Iowa legislature made history today by swearing in its first woman as Speaker of the Iowa House. There was bipartisan praise for Linda Uppmeyer, but the bipartisanship was lacking in opening day speeches by Republican and Democratic leaders in the Senate. Iowa Public Radio's Joyce Russell has more.
I am honored to nominate State Representative Linda Uppmeyer of Sergoro County to be the new and first female Speaker of the Iowa House Representatives.
With that, Uppmeyer's name was put before the Iowa House, and she officially replaces retired House Speaker Craig Paulson. In her first remarks as Speaker, Uppmeyer starts on a personal note.
This is such a personal moment for our family. I think it will probably take me a little time to fully appreciate following in my father's footsteps to this chair.
Uppmeyer's father, Dell Stromer, served as House Speaker back in 1981. Uppmeyer held various leadership roles since then on her way to the top job. Some Republicans sported pink ties in her honor. But leading the Iowa House in a year with limited revenues and an approaching election in November won't be easy. House Minority Leader Democrat Mark Smith outlines his party's priorities.
To expand early childhood education, protect kids from bullying, raise the minimum wage, and make sure women earn equal pay for equal work.
But Republicans stress job creation and responsible budgeting, specifically keeping past promises for schools rather than giving them a big raise. Top Senate Republican Bill Dix says Democrats have a never-ending appetite for taxpayers' money.
Senate Republicans have long warned, if we do nothing to curb the appetite to spend the money of hardworking Iowans, that there would be consequences.
But Democratic Senate Majority Leader Mike Gronstall charges back. He says Republican lawmakers and their governor have underfunded education, and he blasts the governor's plan to privatize Medicaid, the health care program for the low-income and disabled. He says over the interim, Democrats sought public opinion on the issue.
Iowans, Democrats, Republicans, and Independents told us that the privatization scheme developed unilaterally by the Branstad-Reynolds administration is a poorly planned, poorly implemented mess.
Senate Democrats last year passed a bill to mandate more oversight of the program. House Republicans did not take that up, and it appears unlikely they will do so this year. Both parties will have their eye on fall elections when Republicans hope to wrest control of the Iowa Senate from Democrats. At a Republican fundraiser earlier in the day, Governor Branstad said he's hopeful that will happen.
And I think we have the strongest group of candidates we've ever had on the Republican slate for this coming election in 2016. I am very excited about it.
And Branstad singles out Senate Majority Leader Mike Gronstall in particular as a target for defeat. Gronstall introduced the first Senate bill of the 2016 session, which will favor young voters this year. The bill will allow registered voters who are not 18 years old to vote in a primary election if they'll turn 18 by November. At the State House, I'm Joyce Russell, Iowa Public Radio News.